WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It happened back in 1987 in what has become known in weather circles as the Great Storm of 1987. And it appears that it happened again last week in a storm system dubbed the St. Jude Storm that affected parts of Europe. Following a reanalysis of the 1987 storm, a study led by Professor Keith Browning at the University of Reading found a mesoscale flow in which the most damaging wind was shown to be coming from the evaporating tip of a hooked cloud head on the southern side of the cyclone. Hooked like a scorpion's tail, this feature seen on water vapor imagery has been given the name sting jet. A zone of strong wind originating from within the mid-tropospheric cloud head of an explosively deepening low-pressure area is enhanced further as the air in the jet descends. As it does, it dries out and evaporates a clear path through precipitation and clouds. This evaporative cooling leads to the air within the jet becoming denser, thus creating an acceleration of the downward flow toward the tip of the cloud head when it begins to hook around the cyclone center. Wind speeds in excess of 80 knots can be associated with a sting jet. The area affected by the wind from a sting jet is relatively small, on the order of about 30 miles or so across. Sting jets also appear to occur in the area where the storm's temperature gradient is the weakest. The sting jet is distinct from the usual strong wind region associated with the warm conveyor belt and main cold front. There are indications that conditional symmetric instability also plays a role in its formation, though the importance of these processes remains to be quantified. Satellite data was a big player in helping researchers with an understanding of this phenomenon. And a tip of the 101 hat to Nate Johnson for his reference to this weather feature with an unusual name. If you have a weather question, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.